Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
December 24th. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and it is Christmas Eve from Hollis to Navy Yard. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much.
I was just sound like a lot going on, Jay.
Dog, yeah. It's busy. I'd say it's busy this time of year, Brian.
Yeah. So I'm chill, dog.
You're always chill. You somehow stay chilling.
Yeah. I'm just chilling.
We are hosting folks at our home this evening. You're done here at 2. Landfill, I know you said we might have stuff to tape or whatever. You got to let me know because I got to bounce. I'm picking up seafood from Hank's Oyster Bar.
Mm.
Shout out to our friend Nate.
Right down the street?
The one in the wharf, yeah.
Yeah.
Then church is at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
Right? So your grunt is accurate because what I found out today, Brian, of course we got to get there early. Because it's going to be packed, and we got to get seats.
You're not getting there early.
I said, I'll stand. I'll stand in the back.
Yeah.
I'll help with communion. Church is at 4 o'clock. Then everybody's coming over at 5:30.
Mm.
And it's a lot of little kids, so we got to get it moving early.
Mm.
And I think it's going to be a totally stress-free, easy day.
Quick question.
JP, nothing is stress-free with you.
How long is your church service?
I think an hour.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that kind of standard?
No, hell no. Baptist church might be but
on
4 hours, 2, 3, 4. Everybody got talk. Everybody got put on their little.
Everybody dancing.
Bro, it's well over an hour.
You going to get the mimes out there.
See,
you going to get a
Catholic
lot.
Church, you get the out mimes. In about 45 minutes to an hour.
Catholic church is about an hour.
Some of the non-denominationals, you might get in. Some of them an hour, some of them 4. Baptist, you going about 2, 2.5.
Can I be crystal clear about something? And shout out to everybody for their beliefs. Miss me with 4-hour church. That ain't for me, dude.
You know how many times I got in trouble for like sneaking out of church
Countless.
And I have to go to the bathroom just to listen to 980 to listen to the game when I was younger?
When I was a little kid, we went to a Presbyterian church and the minister at like 11:50.
I gotta go.
So church started at 11 at like 10 of noon. He's like, all right, time to wrap up. Skins are on at 1. Like he just openly talked about it.
Hey, listen to me. So it was the night before Easter Sunday. You know, Easter Sunday is normally when you go to church real early in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm 14 years old, so I said, Dad, man, can I hang out with my brothers? He said, you go where you want to go. Just know when you come in, you got to be ready to do whatever happens the next day. I'm not thinking. So I'm 14. I roll in with my brothers about 2, 2:30.
14-year-old B-Mitch out till 2:30. Lord, hey, at a club, I'm guessing?
No, we were just hanging and stuff. And Plaquemine ain't got too much to worry about. He probably knew where I was the whole time. But the service was early sunrise, and it was like right at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
And he say, no matter what, you better not fall asleep in church.
I've seen you with those eyes.
I'm in church, boy. I had never stood up like that clapping in church till that day, because I knew if I fell asleep, dude was gonna handle me.
That's funny.
So I did not stay up. I mean, I did not fall asleep, and that's why now I can go anywhere I want to go. Come in at 4, I got something to do at 7, I'm up and going, bro. I was taught early.
Dude, I remember when I was running around in my younger days, you know, Tasty Diner in Bethesda.
Yeah.
So I don't think it is anymore, but Tasty's used to be 24 hours. So we'd go to the bars and then go to Tasty's on the way home at, you know, 2:30. And I mean, some of this was like in high school when I was out till 2, 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad always loved going to Tasty's.
Lil JP out 2, 3 a.m. like he just was out throwing on me.
I was 14. I guess I was 15.
What's the damn difference, JP? I was with my two older brothers. Who were you with?
I was on these streets, B. And then I'd have to go back to Tasty's with my father and the same waitresses and stuff. They were always cool. They never said a word. And to your point about your dad, it's not like my dad didn't know what was going on.
Oh, he probably knew.
What I mean?
He probably knew.
They
taught you, bro. Listen, the tough lessons that our parents taught us, some of us today would never try to teach our kids that.
Dog, I'm just trying to get through it. You know what I did book? So you're off tomorrow. I'm off Monday. I've been obviously to the MGM a number of times. I've walked around the harbor,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been to the Gaylord, like the hotel.
You never been to the hotel?
Uh-uh.
Sweet.
I don't think so. We were able to, my sister works for Marriott, so I was able to get a really cheap room.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a little staycation over there.
That's cool.
Sunday night. And apparently has indoor pool and stuff.
I don't know about all the pool stuff, but Gaylord is cool. They got a good, nice steakhouse in there.
The hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was trying to go to
the casino for dinner. You got all kinds of places walking around. Yeah, probably better deal for you. You should go there. But that steakhouse, you're not getting that same deal.
Do you think if there's a nice indoor pool, nice setup, can I pull off, all right, Lauren and the girls, chill here. I'm going to go to the casino for a while. Watch some football in the sports bar.
That ain't going
to
work because you got a sports bar right there in the Gaylord as well.
Okay.
And right when you come, you check in and you come down the escalator, boom, sports bar right there.
Okay. All right. Well, it should be fun.
And if you were going to try to get that done, you shouldn't announce it before you do it because somebody going to know her and tell her.
She ain't listening right now.
She may not be listening. Somebody else is.
You know what's going on?
Your information always get back, dog.
Currently at my house, the dinner table is set. You see my house. It's not very big. So it's kind of like a kitchen dining room open area, right? So the dining room table is set with, you know how like the tables you put that like extra table, like the extension, I guess it's called?
The leaf.
The leaf. Thank you. So the leaf is in. So it is set for 10 people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say set, it is set to the nines. Tablecloth. You know those weird plates that aren't plates that the plates go on top of? Mm-hmm. Like candles, nutcrackers.
Stuff that we could give a damn about. The guys.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah. Just give me the food.
The kids' table is also set. Which one incredibly intelligent thing my wife did was she put like a tarp under the kids' table.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because we got kids. We got, I think, Julia and Tyler aren't coming, I think, but there's still going to be 7 kids, and a lot of them are, like, under 5. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, my girls are the oldest of all this crew. Lauren is making not one, not two, 3 lasagnas today. One of them is dairy-free.
Mm.
Better
watch those kids.
Dog, I don't...
Because the kid that don't need the dairy, the kid that does will probably put, here, try this.
I think it's for my sister-in-law that has dairy trouble. I don't even know. But like, shout out to my guy Sinai that does Instacart and stuff. Yeah, we've needed multiple grocery runs, and he's been great. He's a big time listener. Merry Christmas to you, Brian. We're gonna have lasagna for 2 weeks. There's no way we're gonna go through three trays of lasagna. There's just no way.
So, you never know.
Who's working Friday? Jeff, you working Friday?
Yep.
Are you in the big chair? Mullins, you off? Mullins is off. It's me and you?
J-Dogs.
You want some lasagna?
Let's do it.
We'll have plenty.
He might need the dairy free.
Well, how's your dairy, Jeff? You handle dairy?
Oh, I can handle dairy.
Attaboy. Shout out to Ben Strober, whatever those chocolate things we had.
Those cookies were good as hell.
Ben Strober told me his mom is a black belt kickboxing
instructor. And what was my question to him?
Never talk back.
I said, you never talk back to your mom, did you? No. Roundhouse kick upside the head.
Seriously.
It'll put you in your place real quick.
I feel like we've made it to the finish line of the holidays, and I'm kind of just ready for like December 27th, I think.
Jay, then you got New Year's coming.
New Year's is chill.
It's a grown folks holiday?
We let the girls stay up now, but like, we're going to go down to the beach. We're going to watch football. My wife my favorite thing on New Year's Day is spaghetti and meatballs. I'm going to jump in the ocean. Like, I'm good with New Year's. You know what happens New Year's? My immediate nuclear family, there's four of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people I'll be with on New Year's?
Just those four?
Four of us. Low key. Today.
So in other words, you're telling the rest of your family on a slide that you don't like being around them.
I love them. It's just a lot. It's just a lot.
So in other words, they sit there and say, well, damn, JP hates being around us.
My house
That's
is
why
very
he
small.
Leaves so damn soon.
Tomorrow we'll be at the game with, you know, what do you think attendance is at that game tomorrow?
I don't know. Listen.
35,000
What
of
I'm
our
hoping
closest
is
friend?
I will both teams run the ball 48 times, 40, 55 times. And when the game is over, the post game press conference is quick as hell. Get on back out.
Good
of
luck
there.
With that.
Yeah.
DQ's a lot of things, but quick after games
is
not
today
one of them.
I think tomorrow he'll be quick.
We'll see, dog.
Yeah.
I think players will be showering up fast and getting the hell out of there.
You got no reason to be late then.
Because it's Christmas, but DQ like sits in his office and goes through the stats and like
early in the year he was quicker than he was as the year went on.
The Minnesota game. And understandably, my man took his time.
I was so happy that we were inside.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Because if we would have been outside, I think I would have
Giant Stadium was freezing.
Yeah.
But you guys, I followed you up to the radio booth that night. Shout out to CJ. I think DQ will take his normal time tomorrow. I think everything else will be very, very expedited.
If everything else is expedited, then his time is going to be expedited.
I'm live on Channel 4 at 6:30, baby.
I won't be there.
You can watch it. You'll be home by then.
No.
You don't think you'll be home?
Probably not.
The last thing in your show is DQ, right?
Yeah.
I bet Quinn talks by like 5:15.
Well, 5:15 and then...
No, earlier than that. That game will be over. Let's hope they all just run the ball. That game will be over. Let's say it's over at 4:05, okay. Right? I bet Quinn talks by 4:35.
If you talk about 4:35, then yeah, I'll probably be there.
You'll be chilling.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the quarterbacks for tomorrow?
No.
I mean, this slate of quarterbacks tomorrow.
You mean for the league?
For the whole, there's three games tomorrow.
Yeah.
You got, we'll find out today. Dan is going to talk this afternoon. Sure feels like it's Josh Johnson tomorrow, right?
For Washington. I think he will start.
Do you know who is starting for, obviously Dak is starting for Dallas.
Yeah.
Do you know who's starting for the Kansas City Chiefs? The Chiefs play the Broncos in the night game.
What's the dude name with the little mustache?
Not him.
He's not starting?
Gardner Minshew?
Yeah.
Got hurt last week.
Damn.
I got $5 if anybody can tell me the starting quarterback for the Kansas City
Don't
Chiefs
have a
this
clue.
Weekend. Jeffrey, you got a guess? Who's the starting quarterback for Kansas City? Joe Montana?
Brian Mitchell.
Chris Oladokun.
That doesn't count. You just looked it up.
I didn't look it up.
Somebody texted you.
Well, but still, you said if I can say it.
Action's off. The house gets the call.
Who the hell is he? I never heard this dude.
Chris Oladokun.
Where he's from?
No idea. Jeff, look up Chris Oladokun for us.
I say, sound like Nigeria.
He's 11 of 16 for 111 so far this year.
So your quarterbacks, you got Goff going for Detroit. I thought McCarthy was hurt. I guess McCarthy's starting for the Vikings.
Well, I saw something yesterday that said, which guy was going to start? The other guy, what's his name?
Brosmer?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I got odds sent to me. Most passing yards on Christmas Day. Leader in the clubhouse is Jared Goff at plus 150. Then Dak at 2-1, plus 200. Bo Nix for Denver, plus 550. JJ, plus 800. They don't even list the name for Washington. They just say Washington
QB. I'm serious. I saw something on the TV yesterday that said Brosmer is starting.
I thought that too. What you got, Jeffrey?
He played for the South Florida Bulls. He also has a brother that plays cornerback in the league. His name is Jordan.
What
is Jordan.
That? Athletic family. Damn family right there.
Yeah.
South Florida? That's from Tampa. School.
He's from Tampa.
I think that's also where Anthony, Jordan's husband, went. Or maybe he went to Central.
No, I confused South Florida and Central.
I kind of like Dak at 2-1 for the Christmas Day special.
Dak lets it fly the hole. That's all he does.
Unless Schottenheimer's like, let's just get this game over with. Jerry wants to get home, drink some Johnny Walker Blue on Christmas.
I'm like Jerry. I don't know about the Johnny Walker, but something.
That you can bet all sorts of crazy Christmas Day props. The highest scoring team on Christmas?
What would you take?
They got Dallas at plus 150, then Detroit at plus 300, Denver plus 300.
Yeah, it'd be Dallas or Detroit.
I wouldn't take Denver.
No, I wouldn't.
Commanders, 6-1. Think Josh going to light it up?
Tomorrow, but he's scoring 55.
It'd be a hell of a day. It'd be a long game, though.
I would love to see it.
How about this one's kind of juicy. Most receiving yards on Christmas Day. Amon-Ra is the favorite at plus 250. Then Pickens at plus 300. CD at plus 400. Jameson Williams at 9-1. Justin Jefferson, 10-1. Terry McLaurin, 15-1. Debo, 20-1. For me, it's hard to look past Pickens or Lamb.
Yeah, totally. Because they throw it every play damn near.
Well, dude.
And which column's hurt? Javonte was like banged up a little bit.
Yeah, he's been on the injury report all week. It's also like looking at this matchup, Dallas smoked them 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And that was with Jaden starting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, defensively, they've lost more. Now, granted, Dan is calling the defenses now instead of Joe, but like, hadn't been that much better. There was a stretch where it's like, oh, man, it might be better. And then it's like, well, they actually played Miami and the Giants.
Yeah, they play a little tougher. Like, even that game in Philly was tough early. They were playing. Then all of a sudden, when you give up something, you're back on that field.
Yeah.
Things change.
Do you know that there is do you know what the worst game this weekend is?
The worst?
By a mile.
The whole weekend, you're talking about?
Whole weekend.
Nope, not that one.
The Giants are traveling to Las Vegas to play the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. That's...
It is week 17 in the NFL, and those two teams have a combined 4 wins.
Wow.
And they're calling it the Futility Bowl.
It may end up being a great game, though. You never know.
Dude, there's all sorts of bets you can make.
The Eagles
on this.
Playing against Buffalo.
Which team will have the most penalties, the Giants or the Raiders?
Giants.
Who will have more turnovers, Giants or Raiders?
Raiders.
Who will have more incompletions, Giants or Raiders?
Oh, boy. Who's quarterbacking for them?
I think it's Dart and Geno.
Geno is still quarterbacking?
I believe so. Mm. He's been awful. And Jackson Dart last week had 33 passing yards. How about this one? Which team will drop the most passes you can bet on? Mm-hmm. And the Giants are the heavy favorite, minus 140. Mm. There are good games. Just tomorrow there aren't.
As long as it's football on, it's going to be okay. Believe me.
Totally. And then we get the good college games next week. I think there's a college game tonight. I think it's the Hawaii Bowl usually on Christmas Eve. If that doesn't give away being a degenerate gambler, I don't know what does. How did UNLV do last night? Because I had real money on them.
I don't know.
They lost by 7.
B took Ohio. You just straight up faded me on that.
Hey, bro. Just saying, Jay.
I put in 2 bets with my boys yesterday.
You professional gamblers just not that good. they end up with over 250 yards rushing.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go that high. Just 200. I think if you're running the ball effectively and you stick to it, you're averaging about 4.8 to 5 yards a carry, you win the game. But if you run it great in the first half and you just immediately go away from it in the third quarter, be right back to everything else.
You know their highest rushing total this year?
Mm-hmm.
This seems fairly indicative of where we're at. Their two highest rushing totals on the year were in weeks 1 and 3. And a lot of that was quarterback run driven. Against the Giants, they went for 220 on the ground
okay.
and in week 1. And then against the Raiders, they went for 201 on the ground.
Okay.
In the last month, they haven't gone over 150.
But they're still in the top 4 in the league.
Yeah. They're 4th in rush yards. Jeffrey, paint me a picture where Washington wins tomorrow.
Okay, Dak Prescott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's going to go into usual Dak Prescott mode, start turning the ball over. Washington is going to generate at least 2 turnovers tomorrow, right? And we're going to run the ball away, like run right through him. That's it.
Currently, Washington 31st in the league generating turnovers.
Yeah, but it's the Cowboys on Christmas. We're going to have some Christmas magic.
Landini, paint me the picture. Washington wins tomorrow.
Yeah, I was also going to say that, Dak Prescott occasionally has those games where he's just terrible. He's got to have one of those tomorrow. If they do that, I think we can pull it off. Even with Josh Johnson, a quarterback. Look, Josh Johnson has come in and won a game for us before.
I covered that
late game. Late in the season.
One of the wildest games I've ever covered.
It's happened.
We were in Jacksonville. Pete jumped in the pool. It was so they were still in the playoff hunt that year. That was 2018. Mm. They won in Jacksonville, and then the following week was a road game in Nashville against the Titans.
The Titans.
That night, the Saturday night in Nashville, Pete Haley's a dear friend of mine, as drunk as I've ever seen him, to the point where Mitch and I, he was belligerent, wouldn't leave, and we were like, all right, dude, you're good luck.
See, you should have let me throw him in the pool that night.
Maybe we should have.
Yeah.
The next day was, I'm going to pull that stat line up, because that was just an incredible ball game. I think they were pretty heavy underdogs in that game, and it was by far, I don't know what his exact stat line was, but Adrian Peterson in that game was just phenomenal.
Went off.
He carried that team on his back, and the other side was Derrick Henry. I think Blaine Gabbert was at quarterback for the Titans in that game. AP in that game went 26 for 119. Had a catch for 8 yards. I somehow didn't get in the end zone. I don't know who the hell scored, because I guess Josh Johnson threw for a touchdown. What happened late in that game, Josh threw a pick late in that game as Washington was trying to drive to tie it up. It was, so they were down. They were up 16-12, and then the Titans got a touchdown. It was 16-19. And Washington's driving to tie it up, and JJ threw a pick. Those were wild days. Josh Johnson has started and won a game for this organization before.
All right.
So I do think that's a fair thing to kind of keep in mind.
I know this is going to sound wild.
If it's coming from you, it probably will.
I'd rather see Driscoll than Josh Johnson after the performance he put on last week. And in the preseason.
I don't think that's that wild, frankly.
Yeah. It's not a wild take.
The only thing, I think it's really hard for quarterbacks to come in the middle of a game. There's no other position where you're asked to go 0 to 100 right away. Because if a backup running back comes in or a backup offensive lineman, generally those dudes are at least out there for a snap or two on specials or something. Like generally they've at least been out there a little. Quarterback. The other thing, I wanted to mention this about Sam Hartman, because people went crazy.
They are still going crazy. I saw some stuff this morning. I said I had to refrain from commenting, because I would have really gone at the person.
But I have a question for you, because I have a number in my head, and I'm curious if you agree. Kingsbury yesterday said it'd be unfair to put Hartman out there on a short week when there's no reps.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hartman obviously got a little bit of work in training camp, got some preseason games that were bad. He did not perform well in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Since August, so September, October, November, almost the end of December, in the last 4 months, this is a serious question because my number is low.
Mm-hmm.
Since August.
Yeah.
How many snaps do you think Hartman has gotten in 11-on-11 simulated football, in real practice reps?
With
Washington.
With first or second?
First, second, scout, any of it? Because I bet it's under 10.
I think zero.
Exactly. And I think people don't recognize that.
What you had, when you had Marcus starting or Jaden starting, those two are getting all the snaps.
They're getting all the real
and
snaps.
Josh and then, is probably working the scout team.
If Marcus isn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you want to make sure your backup is constantly having some level of football going on. That fourth guy, probably, he's doing all individual drills.
I bet Sam Hartman hasn't taken a 11-on-11 real snap since August. Yeah. And if he has, I bet it's fewer than 10. Mm-hmm. And I bet it's fewer than 10 because they're working on goal line.
And people are super baffled by it. Like, I don't know what you're looking at.
Because, dude, Jaden got all the work. And then Marcus is getting a little bit of backup work and probably running scout. Maybe Josh is running scout. Then Jaden gets hurt. Marcus needs all the work he can get. He wants every possible snap.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnson needs some snaps because he might actually have to play. Now we're in a scenario the last month where Jaden's not playing. They shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
But he's practicing. He's taking all the scout work.
Yeah.
Like Sam hasn't taken a snap. Probably since August 28th is my guess. And if he has, it's like six of them in really targeted goal line or some specific scenario where they want him out there. Like where they want a quarterback that's not, frankly, if he's gotten some snaps, my guess is it's goal line where they're going close to live and they don't want a quarterback that could potentially get stepped on or something.
Yeah.
So like the notion of development for a quarterback on the practice squad, it's more about the meetings and the rooms. Like it's not about we're going to try to get this guy ready to play this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's worth pointing out. Like the surface level argument of it's late in the year, they're 4-11. What do you have to lose? I understand that. I just don't think that I don't think that takes into account.
Also, you don't want to put a guy out there that's not prepared for it. You know, let's be real. There are people that have watched this game closely and they look at it and they have an opinion. You don't want to put him out there and that. You know, and that is proven even more. Right now, he's not ready.
There's also 52 other dudes trying to win a game. Mm-hmm. There's a coaching staff trying to win a game.
Yeah.
And I understand people care more about draft picks, whatever. That's not what the coaches I saw there till 8 o'clock on Monday, mm-hmm. grinding tape for this short week. They're not focused on the draft pick. When we come back, Babe Loffenberg tells us what's going on with the Cowboys. Nobody go anywhere. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about my house and all of the awesome work we've gotten done with Better Services. They've helped me out with all my appliances. We got all new matching KitchenAid stuff. The refrigerator is awesome. Right now, it's holding 4 lasagnas and about 1,000 other pounds of food in advance of tonight's Christmas extravaganza. Whatever it is you need, Better Services can help you out. Say you want to do a little reno work, a kitchen or a bathroom, hit up Better Services. Say you need some handyman work done around the house. Got some holes in the wall because your kids ripped out a gate above your stairs. Call Better Services. And whatever you need with appliances, whether it's a repair, some maintenance, or you want new stuff, check out Better Services. They've got a showroom in Kensington with all the different brands you're looking for. They can get you next day delivery or maybe even same day delivery and they'll haul away your old appliances. Better Services has been great for me and my family. They can do the same for you. It's a family-owned company looking to take care of people the right way. Check them out at betterservices.com, B-E-T-T-A-R, or you can follow them on Facebook at Better Services. You better get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Going to jump to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Merry Christmas to all our boys over at Rude. And talk to Mr. Babe Loffenberg from Dallas, Texas. Babe, what's up, man? How are you?
What up, Babe?
Merry Christmas, B-Mitch, JP. I got to tell you, Jeff, when he called me that just now, I'm sitting here doing work, you know, getting ready, game prep before we get on the charter. And he said, hey, do you still have time? And I said, well, gosh, of course. When I say I'm going to do something... I'm going to do it.
Well, you know, young people don't know what that means. Just stick to your word about stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
That's what that means.
Hey, another thing with young people. I'm sitting there having coffee a couple days ago, and a young man who I knew, high school kid, you know, I said, oh, who are you texting? He said, I'm texting, you know, Brian. I'm texting B. Mitch. And I'm like, he's sitting right next to you.
He was texting about right next to him?
Why don't you just talk to him?
Well, babe, you'll appreciate this. Our guy Jeff that just called you doesn't have his headphones on and is completely unaware that we're currently insulting him. So,
I'm not insulting him.
We are.
We are, sir. Don't worry.
Okay, well, you can. I don't know him well enough to insult him, you know? That's like a guy, you know, your buddy, he introduces you, his friend. I've never met the guy, right? But he introduced you and say, hey, this is Pig Face. And I'm like, you know, I don't know you. I can't call you Pig Face. I know your buddies do. I know that's why they called you at the fraternity.
Yeah.
But you got to have another name for me. Here.
Yeah. Pig Face is tough.
My bottom line is I can't get on Jeff. I don't know Jeff, but you guys can.
Oh, you know what? You can. Yeah. Everybody else does.
You have our full permission.
I love it.
What's been going on, man?
Oh, just, you know, had our little Christmas Eve dinner last night, since, of course, be traveling today and playing tomorrow and all that good stuff. But been a disappointing season here, as I know it has been up there. And kind of, you know, when the schedule came out, you kind of looked at it, and as we all do, schedule comes out, and you say, oh, that's going to be a good one or whatever. Yeah. And I thought, okay, boy, they could be fighting for the division lead, or that's going to be a big game. And here we are with, you know, both teams out of the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bummer of a game tomorrow. Yeah. But, you know,
a lot of pride got to come into this one.
Yeah. I'm curious for Dallas. You know, Washington's been eliminated for some time, and their season never really had a high watermark, frankly.
Yeah.
But Dallas had that stretch where they're playing. I mean, the offense has been excellent all year, but their defense really started to play well. They rattle off three in a row against some good opponents, and then they've lost now, I think, three in a row, right? Like,
correct.
What is Dallas's mindset going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, talking about those three in a row, and that started with Quinnen Williams being traded for
right,
from the New York Jets, of course, made another Pro Bowl this year and an All-Pro player, and so there was kind of hope. Oh, okay, we're going to turn this thing around. We got Quinnen Williams. Got a couple other players who were injured all season, you know, kind of back from injuries from last season. So there was a lot of optimism. And then they won three in a row. Along the way, they beat Raiders was the first one, so you can't really count them. They've been so bad.
Yeah, so
but
bad.
But then, it's unbelievable how bad it really is. But then they came back and beat, you know, still a good team. Kansas City Chiefs team, right? We didn't know that they would kind of take the dive they did, and they beat Philadelphia. Came back from 21 down to beat Philadelphia. And so in that three-game stretch, you thought, okay, well, good. They got some things figured out. And sometimes, as they say, that
the light at the end of the tunnel. There's a train coming in the opposite direction, and that's what hit them. And they've lost three in a row. And quite honestly, you haven't even looked very good doing it.
The offensively, they have been potent, you know, and like the defense, they've given up a lot of points. Now, I understand when they got Quinnen Williams, the talk was, oh, they're going to be better, but that defense still is porous against the run. What is it about them on defense? I mean, they got rid of Micah. They say he didn't go against the run, but they've had Quinnen and the dude Clark from Green Bay, and still the running game, run defense not good.
Well, it's been a lot better since Quinnen Williams got here. The pass defense is what's really killed them. Mm-hmm. They just give up big play after big play in the secondary. And the strange thing about that is they're a heavy zone team. And typically, if you're a zone team, you don't give up big plays because the whole idea is, you know, let them complete the ball in front of you. Hopefully you knock it down. But then we go up and we make the tackle, right? We don't give up the big play. But they have not done that. As a matter of fact, I kind of look – I don't think many people do, and maybe I shouldn't look at it, but I always look at the passer rating allowed by the defense for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And the passer rating that the Cowboys have allowed is 110.
Damn.
And so – I mean, if you're a quarterback and you got a 110 passer rating, you go into the Pro Bowl.
Hell yeah.
And so, I mean, all the metrics, that, you know, they haven't taken the ball away. They give up big plays, everything. I mean, you'd like to think at some point, well, they've been good at this. They haven't been good sacking the quarterback. The pressure hasn't, you know, they've had one sack in the last three games. Last week, they played the Chargers, and Justin Herbert had been sacked at least once in every game. And he's been sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL this year, and they never get to him. So the defense just been killing. Their offense is a, you know, fill in the blank, 12-5, 13-4 type of. If you just looked at what they've done offensively, you would say, okay, that team is 13-4. They're going to be 12-5, whatever. And here they sit with a losing record, 6-8-1.
Mm. So coming tomorrow, Dak, Pickens, CD. I was checking out your Twitter, and you had something really interesting. Everybody can give Babe a follow, at Babe Laufenberg. You can listen to him on the Cowboys radio broadcast. A ton of really good sports coverage down there in the Metroplex. But you said something interesting on social that Pittsburgh traded away Pickens because they just thought he was too erratic.
Oh.
They traded for DK Metcalf, who's now suspended for 2 games.
Yeah.
Talk about karma in the universe, whatever. What has Pickens been like down there for you guys?
You know, I always say I'm not in the building, and I'm in the building covering them, but you're not in the building for meetings and all those other things.
Sure.
But, you know, so from my vantage point, and obviously I'm at every game, I'm covering, I'm looking at tape, the whole nine yards. From my vantage point, he's been good. There hasn't been issues. Now, there have been issues where he's been late for meetings and things of that nature, and he's been fined, and they held him out of the Raiders game, actually. He and C.D. Lamb for the first series because they've been late for meetings or late for the bus. But his on-field play has been great. Obviously, you know, he made the Pro Bowl. First Pro Bowl, by the way, for George Pickens. I think everybody was a little surprised. But
first time he's had a decent quarterback.
Well, yeah, when you play – and then I hate to say it, but the Arthur Smith offense up there in Pittsburgh does not exactly allow for receivers – to excel. It's interesting. Let me just use that word. But
That dude just keeps getting jobs. I don't get it.
Hey.
Well, I heard Alex Smith talking about him on the pregame show for ESPN a couple weeks ago. He says, this is the most simple, boring offense I've ever seen in my life, which was very interesting to me. Here's Alex Smith, who very smart.
Yeah,
played in a
and a nice
offenses.
Guy.
Played a long time. Well, played in Washington, yeah. And he is sitting there saying, like, this is the worst offense I've seen. And he's seen a lot of offenses.
Yeah.
Just schematically up there. But I'm sorry, I got a little – oh, but, yeah, so it was just ironic. And I'm not taking a shot at DK Metcalf or anything. I don't know what happened exactly. We saw what happened. But just ironic that within 24 hours, you know, he's suspended for 2 games. And the guy – who they couldn't deal with anymore from a behavioral standpoint, is voted to the Pro Bowl for the first time.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
What a swing. Babe, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, watching Hard Knocks, I think Schottenheimer seems like a guy that that actually is a pretty good motivator. I'm curious. Jerry Jones recently said, we got to look at our front office. Do you think Jerry would actually change the structure there where him and Steven are running the show?
No, what he talked about when he said we need to change our front office, he meant the paint color, some of the furniture.
Jerry's not moving, dog. Jerry's going to always be involved.
No. That I don't know. I'll be honest. I have not watched Netflix deal because when you're in here, to me, they're soap operas. And I lost confidence in Hard Knocks. Do you remember when Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He's at the Raiders, Hard Knocks Raiders in the summer.
With his feet.
Bizarre stuff going on out there. We saw nothing of it, you know? So I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch guys stretch, and I don't need to see coaches talk about this guy's doing some good things. So from that point forward, I'm said, I don't think I'm going to waste my time on Hard Knocks.
Gotcha. Hey, babe, we look forward to seeing
appreciate
you tomorrow.
You, brother.
Travel safe. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas to both of you. And hey, in the holiday spirit, let's go a little easier on Jeff. He seemed like a very nice young man.
We'll do our best.
He's
sir.
Not nice, babe.
Thank
he's
you for
not.
The time, man.
He has the same last name as Doc Walker.
Oh, Doc Walker, one of my favorite guys, very quickly caught my first professional pass.
That's so
Doc
cool.
Walker.
All right.
And that is so
here's
cool.
The thing, too, very quickly. So it was he had a little flat route out of that H-back position, you know, in the one-back offense,
sure.
Little five-yard out. I had a post wide open for a touchdown. But I thought, you know, that's common. You see that, right? Quarterback goes back, throws the post, touchdown. I thought, I'm going to get it to Doc Walker, and he's going to break like six tackles, and this will be on every highlight show ever. And then he got me 5 yards. I threw it to him at five, and he got five.
I love it.
And I hope he's listening.
I bet he is.
All right, babe.
Thank you, babe. Appreciate
care,
your time,
brother.
Man.
Nice. All right, man.
Babe Laufenberg. Give him a follow at Babe Laufenberg. That's awesome. When we come back, Neil Greenberg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.